This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I'm not sure if many of you saw the video, but we lost one of our NHL players when he was slashed in the neck this weekend, which looked like an accident, but now people are wondering if it was on purpose. And Adam Johnson sadly died. And, it was an absolute shock to see something like this happen. And when you watch the video, there's a lot of names that are coming up in my stupid computer is acting up. So during a Sheffield Steelers game, Petgrave, there was I'm trying to get his first name, and I apologize about this because I'm having trouble with my computer. Matt Petgrave was the one who I believe made contact. And there's been a lot of the video reproduction and sharing, seeing him take his foot and cut Adam Johnson's neck, almost kicking him away. And when it looked like he tried to kick him away, sadly, Adam Johnson sustained a fatal laceration to the neck. This happened this weekend, and he bled out, and now the leagues are looking at, what should we do in terms of protection? Do we do neck guards? The American Hockey League, I believe, had suspended Petgrave back in 2018 after a footing incident. And so I didn't think hockey players could kick. You guys probably know more than I do when it comes to this. But I'm definitely in support. You know, now that we have our Golden Knights and seeing these injuries, and there was, I think, a teenager on a high school hockey team that got his neck slashed and died from these hockey skates. These skates are weapons. They're sharp. And they have to dig into the ice, and they have to be able to, not only hold but allow the pivoting and the turning, and they're sharp, and there's blunt and sharp aspects to it. And so this was a senseless death that involved a hockey player that was just playing, but he looks like he was kicked away, and in that process got sliced in the neck. NHL Deputy Commissioner Gary Bettman had been in touch with NHLPA Director Marty Walsh to put the issues of neck protection on the radar. The NHL is strongly recommending players use neck guards moving forward. I can't right now think of the cons to that. As far as I'm concerned, I want people to be able to play as long as there's not a safety issue wearing them. I would definitely recommend that there be a neck guard. Right now, I believe that some of the teams are looking at a neck guard mandate. Multiple players in the American Hockey League were spotted wearing neck protection. And so, this injury occurred in the English Pro League. I apologize, not NHL, but EIHL, during a game between the Nottingham Panthers and the Sheffield Steelers. There were 8,000 fans who saw it. This was inside Utilita Arena, Sheffield, on Saturday. And the skate from that Petgrave incident is now going to look at, Petgrave's role in hockey, kicking, and some of the other things that sadly went wrong in this. So as far as I'm concerned, safety first, and we should not be, you know, putting our players at risk. As I said, there's now a lot of discussion on how culpable Pettgrave is, and if that kick, you know, and I understand you're in the heat of things and there's testosterone, but to take your foot up and kick another player and hit him in the neck, now people are wondering, should there be criminal, persecution or criminal proceedings? So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I told you I'm a big fan of my Apple Watch. Not because I'm a super big fan of Apple, but I really love having the pedometer. Well, interestingly, the U.S. International Trade Commission has issued a ban on some Apple Watches. And it's because Apple might have violated its patent on the blood oxygen level readers. Now, not all Apple Watches would be banned. I know some of you have asked about this. No, but we think that some could be, based on the United States International Trade Commission putting forth a limited exclusion order on certain Apple Watches that would ban some of the smartwatch imports. So, you know, Apple Watches dominate 60% of the smartwatch market, and I guess there's a concern over the patent when it comes to the pulse oximetry. Mine, I don't think, has that. But testing blood oxygen, I think, is a very, very cool feature. I wanted everybody to have pulse oximeters in their house during COVID. I still do. When a parent calls up, say my kid is coughing, I could ask, what is their blood oxygen? And if they're like, well, I can't test, I'm like, well, now you need to go in and have a medical visit so somebody could test the blood oxygen. So I think it's fantastic. It just, this doesn't mean there's a error in them. It doesn't mean that there's a risk with the Apple Watches. It's just there is a, a patent concern. So the iPhone maker said it has plans to appeal the order in federal court. They say our teams work tirelessly to create products and services that empower users with industry-leading health, wellness, and safety features. So is the future of health our watches, our smartphones? I don't think it should be, but it will. Because as people do want to avoid going into the doctor, they are going to want to do their own medicine. So I think it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. But obviously there's some delicate patent issues. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so I don't know about you guys, but I have noticed in multiple neighborhoods that there are fewer Halloween decorations out. I've also noticed fewer Christmas decorations over the past few years, especially after COVID. And I get it. Decorations are expensive. I went to buy decorations easily, can drop a few hundred dollars to buy decorations, and then you need people to help you. You need to put them up. And I put up the decorations myself, but I didn't get the timer right, and we didn't want to use a lot of power, and so I would just turn it on and off myself. I got to figure out how to do the timer right. But in terms of Halloween decorations, a lot of people are not putting Halloween decorations up because they don't want people coming over for Halloween. And let's be honest about what's going on. Okay? I love giving out candy, but I really love being out there. And in my neighborhood, we're going to have some friends over, and we're all going to go to, there's like this neighborhood block party and things like that, which kind of covers a few of the streets. So we're going to do that. Usually I leave a bowl of a bunch of candy. I'll buy like, I don't know, $60, $70 worth of candy, throw it in a bowl. It's gone sometimes after the first person or second person goes because somebody takes the whole thing. And that's frustrating. You know, and so, you know, if I don't put out candy, it's not that I'm being cheap. It's that that really kind of stinks because, you know, the bowl is empty. Somebody told me just put out an empty bowl. They don't know that, you know, you didn't. Don't think it was stolen. I'm like, no, I want candy going to the kids. I want to be able to, you know. But the candy prices have skyrocketed. They have gotten really expensive. So they say that the price of Halloween candy has soared 13%. I've seen 20 to 30% myself. This is more than double the 6% increase across grocery store prices generally. According to New York Post, the price of chocolate alone has increased roughly 12%. And this was from DataSembi. They collected sales information from over 150,000 stores across 30,000 zip codes, representing 200-plus retail banners. I'll agree with that. I've seen chocolate go up. And so some consumers in Vermont, Maine, Pennsylvania may see prices go up 14.7%, 14.2%, and 14.1%, respectively. Little bit of increase in Alaska, Michigan, and Ohio, but still 7, 8% increases. So candy's getting pretty expensive. And you know, I'll buy bulk. I'll buy the biggest bag possible. I used to like to buy those Hershey's miniatures, those chocolate. But unfortunately, chocolate's a lot more expensive. So now I kind of go for the dum-dums and those little bubble gums. But I don't really like giving those out either. I'd rather give out something healthy. But if you see houses kind of dark and, you know, don't have your kids go up to dark houses like we talked about. But, you know, some individuals, they're like, why do this? I don't want to have to get up and miss my game. Usually there's a game going on, so there's no game tonight. But I think once, I think the Cowboys were playing. And I'm like, well, let's bring a TV outside or something so we can all watch it while the kids are going by. But, you know, some people are like, you know what, I'd rather just stay home, not keep getting up every 5 minutes, the dog barking. I'll just turn the lights out, save $60 to $70. And it stinks because Halloween is supposed to be really, really cool. But here's another thing, and I don't blame some of these parents or some of these houses for doing that, is these kids are getting spoiled. There have been some houses that will actually give out full-on candy bars. We're talking a full-on Hershey's candy bar, but that's like a buck each. So now here are you and your little dum-dums and your sweet tarts or your Starbursts. Nobody's going to want that. They want the chocolate. They want the good stuff. So you already feel like your house stinks. And the kids will moan. I was at my friend's house a couple years ago, and I thought he was passing out great candy. But you saw them look at it first. No, thank you. I'm like, no, thank you? Yeah, you don't have what I want. Now, I appreciate that because it saves it for the other kid. But then, you know, it made my friend kind of feel bad that the candy they had sucked. I mean, you know, So that's an issue. Me, I made the mistake of not scheduling my dog's surgery till after Halloween. So my dog had a ligament repair on her other leg. Remember, she had it on the first leg last year, now the second leg. So the problem is she jumps on her hind legs every time the doorbell rings. So I'm going to have to put up a sign saying, sorry, don't ring the doorbell. I'll leave something out front. Someone's going to steal it, but I'm not going to, because the dog's going to go crazy. But there are some things you could do to save money when it comes to Halloween and not give out crap candy that nobody wants, because that's what a lot of people do. They'll find whatever's cheap. It'll be the cheap candy that only has flavor for 2 seconds, and they're like, you know what, whatever. I have to look like I'm giving out candy. I would rather give out something that has a little bit more worth, a little bit more, you know, pow to it. So I like those little balls. Like, as long as it's not a choking hazard, those little bouncing balls, kids like toys, and they last longer. And for those of you that are into marketing, go ahead, put your name on it. Why not? It's a toy that'll last. Stickers. I wouldn't do stickers marketing your company, but kids like stickers. So rather than giving out candy, you could get a bunch of stickers bulk. Cut them up, give everybody a couple stickers. They like that. There's these, like, slap-on wrists. I can't stand them, but kids like them. I guess they take something, and then they slap it onto the wrist, and then it makes a bracelet, whatever. Some kids like those. Bracelets, little slinkies. So if you're noticing that the candy is too damn expensive, go and look at some of the toys. And see, again, you got to be careful, though, with choking hazards. But you could give the toys to, like, the older-looking kids. And then, you know, and tell parents there's some toys. I mean, the parents should be looking through the candy anyway. And honestly, a little Starburst is a choking hazard anyway. So we're not talking about completely choking-free stuff anyway. But sometimes these toys could make it work, you know, for people. Little dinosaur toys. Little, I don't know. I think, let me see if I have any other ideas. I'm writing an article on this now, although I doubt I'll have it published when I should. But we really have to kind of be a little bit more creative. Oh, yeah, like the little Play-Doh. Toothbrushes. One of my friend is a dentist, and he gives out toothbrushes. Now, you know the kids don't like that, but still. Bubbles. Now, I guess it does get expensive. You're spending about 50 cents a kid. And if you live in a neighborhood, see, I live in a neighborhood where a lot of people, bring people they work with. So people don't just trick-or-treat in their neighborhood anymore. They'll go and drive to certain neighborhoods. So if they, let's say, work in the neighborhood as a nanny or a landscaper or a cleaning, they'll bring their kids to that neighborhood. And I don't blame them, you know, because there's some good candy, and why not? So you can very easily have 500 kids come to your door. So that could get pretty expensive. Chips, you can get bags of chips in bulk. You could get little, be kind of creative. I like going to the arts and crafts store. The arts and crafts stores have googly eye stickers. I think that is a great. If I was a kid, I loved googly eyes, where the eyes are going around and around like Cookie Monster. And there's googly eye stickers. And you could put googly eyes on anything. I like doing that with a hat. We have the googly eyes on the back of the hat. I think googly eyes are funny. I would like sticking them, you know, up around work. Get them googly eyes. Those are things that'll last. Because they're going to get enough candy. And if candy's too expensive, I just don't think it's worth it. If you do have a dog, this is going to be rough. Keep in mind, the dog's not going to like it. The cats aren't going to like it. And like I said, just put a sign out saying, sorry, guys, my dog had surgery. That's what I'm going to have to do. And I hate to do that. You know, and then I'm going to decorate for Christmas and stuff. But I didn't decorate much for Halloween because I didn't want people coming and ringing the doorbell. It was my fault. I should have scheduled the surgery later. But, you know, Halloween is a great time. It's just things are getting expensive. And we haven't even talked about what turkey dinner is going to cost. I went to get a turkey, and it was a $60 turkey. Now, last year they said the average turkey dinner cost $60. If the turkey is $60... what the hell is the average turkey dinner going to be? So I put the turkey back, and I'm like, I'm going to come back and get a smaller turkey, because not everybody in my family eats turkey anyway. But prices are going up, and that's really going to change the way people do things. So as I said, what you might want to do this Halloween, if you feel kind of cramped and stuff, then maybe just do like that little block party, where kids could go to a bunch of tables, kind of like a garage sale. And they go up, they get their candy there, rather than going to the houses. Which is something you might want to talk to your neighbors about. If everybody has pets or somebody's sleeping and the doorbell's driving them crazy, maybe do it where there's like a party outside where the kids can go and get candy from the tables and not necessarily go to the house. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Anti-Semitism is on the rise across the country, and the White House said they will not tolerate it. They're taking action to counter the surge in reports, especially incidents on college campuses in the wake of the Israel-Hamas conflict. A trial to see if it's possible to keep former President Donald Trump off Colorado's 2024 ballot getting started today in Denver. That trial expected to last through the week. The U.S. currently does not support a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the U.S. officials are collaborating with their Israeli counterparts to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. Former Vice President Mike Pence has dropped out of the GOP presidential run. He was unable to gain the 70,000 individual donors needed to qualify for the next GOP primary debate. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when President Biden told the migrants, I think he might have once, please don't come. That was really robust, very loud and resounding. Please don't come. We have a caravan that I think was one of the largest this year we've seen, about 5,000 and rising. And there are 5,000 migrants that are traveling, we're being told, by foot in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas, hoping, heading for us at the United States border. They're coming from Central America, Venezuela, Cuba, Haiti, and they are apparently frustrated with long wait lines that the at the Mexican immigration centers, and I guess they are either processing as refugees or needing exit visa applications, but they it sounds like the majority of them don't necessarily want to stay in Mexico. They want to come to us. Now, Mexico's National Migration Institute is tasked with approving or denying the applications. They have been backed up with requests. Migrants normally wait weeks or months to have their status legalized, which allows them to work and move freely in their country. Now, I don't know how good a job they're doing with that, because obviously we're being hit with thousands of migrants ourselves on Mexico's northern border. The march is said to be the largest since June 2022, and that's when 6,000 people, many from Venezuela, took off from Tapachula to come to Mexico and America. There were adults, single adults, family units. Apparently, they are with strollers and they are walking. And, you know, like I told you, as a daughter of an immigrant, I want us to have an immigration process. But it has to be without chaos, and there has to be a process. And I think people are getting the message that they just have to show up, because America will let them in. They'll give them a random date that many of them won't follow, and they'll come into the country. Now, President Trump had said during one of his latest rallies that he will deport individuals not here legally. And so I'm not exactly sure how that would look, what that would entail. But I know many of the Democrats are happy that individuals are coming, because that could help their numbers. Obviously, those who fear being deported will not vote for Trump. And when people say, but yeah, if you're illegal, you can't vote, I don't know if that's the case, because every time I offer my ID, nobody wants it. And then when I did show my ID, they go, oh, you know what, you're not in the system. I'm not in the system. How am I not in the system? I've been voting since the 90s. So it's a mess right now. And I want to help these individuals. You look at these kids who are walking in strollers, who are walking with their parents or in strollers. How dangerous a trek this is. And again, I don't fear them. I fear the wolves in sheep's clothing, cartel. You know, these other countries are like, go, pretend to be a refugee. Get in there. And let's say there are innocent people that the cartel can say, look, I have your family. You don't do as I say, your family's dead. So you could have people with completely clear records coming across, but they are going to be at the behest and at the mercy of what a terror organization wants or cartel. And so seeing these millions of individuals coming to the border, and with this latest migration of 5,000, it kind of shows that we have a crisis. And I hope our administration realizes it's a crisis. Now, Texas is overwhelmed. They've said they're overwhelmed. And they have been shipping individuals, which I think they should, as long as it's of their individual's will, to places that aren't as overwhelmed. It doesn't make any sense to invite people in when there's no food. There's no shelter. There's no hospital beds. You have to divert. So Texas has been diverting. But they've also been trying to slow the flow. And they put up razor wire. And they've had to remove razor wire because some people are trying to get through. They're trying to cut and get through. And I think one was trying to put their kids through it. But you see the desperation. I know these individuals are desperate. But I also think there's individuals taking advantage. Well, a federal judge yesterday granted a Texas motion to temporarily stop the Biden administration from removing the razor wire. So rather than the Biden administration helping build a wall or helping make a border, they keep trying to impede Governor Greg Abbott's ability to make a border wall of his own. Now, I don't like razor wire. I think razor wire is very dangerous, especially since a lot of migrants are trying to sneak over in the middle of the night. But we might need to spread the word and say, guys, it's dangerous. And when you come to America, there's no guarantee. This is a temporary win for Texas, according to CNN, because the federal government now cannot remove, disassemble, degrade, or tamper with the concertina wire, they call it, unless, of course, there's a medical emergency, like somebody's stuck, there's seriously bodily injury, someone's about to die, you could go ahead and then obviously remove it. So this lawsuit was filed in the Western District of Texas, and it marks the latest chapter of the legal saga between the state and Biden administration over border security. There should not be a saga. If you are a CEO of a company and your employees are saying we don't feel safe and the doors aren't locked and we can't manage the flow of customers, it is the CEO's job to allow the staff, you know, to do what's needed to make sure there's order in that waiting room or customer service area or whatever. And here is Biden. He is running this country. He is CEO, and he doesn't seem to care about the border. Of course not, because the more people that come could be votes for him. That's not right. And yeah, that's why, you know, if a Republican gets elected, I think a lot of the credit goes to Governor Greg Abbott, because it was him getting the Democratic cities involved, the sanctuary cities, who said, we'll take care of you, come here. So he sent migrants there. Now, they got mad at him for doing it, but they said they were sanctuary cities. They said, no one's going to get deported. You could come here. We'll take care of you. Now you have American citizens of these cities going, come on. Where's our benefits? We don't have access to the shelters. We don't have access. And it's becoming overwhelming. So what do we need to do? Well, we need to have a border. And from a medical standpoint, I don't see how every single migrant is being thoroughly medically screened like we used to do at Ellis Island. And the last thing we need in this country is an outbreak of multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, which is endemic in some of these other countries. There's cholera, hepatitis, polio. There's multiple things that can be coming across. Look at how there were some outbreaks of measles a couple years ago. And, you know, we're vaccinated against, you know, what we're vaccinated for. We're not vaccinated against TB. And if there's a new strain coming across of polio or something else that we're not vaccinated for, we need to be aware. And the thousands upon thousands and thousands of individuals coming over. You know, I've had an uptick in people saying they're coughing up blood, that when they cough, there's blood. So they're like, give me antibiotics. This is over the phone. And I go, has anybody done a chest x-ray? Is anybody evaluating you for tuberculosis? No, I think it's just pneumonia. Well, even if it's pneumonia, you need to get yourself checked out. But coughing up blood is not a good sign. Could be cancer, could be pneumonia, but it also could be tuberculosis. These are things that have got to get checked out. And we have to understand that if we don't have a process and a very consistent, safe, methodical process, we are putting Americans in harm's way. Not from the innocent children coming over and the innocent families, but from cartel, from terrorists, from infectious disease, lack of jobs. We have homeless veterans that aren't being taken care of, and priorities being given to illegal immigrants. That's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of people got nervous when the CDC added the COVID vaccine to the recommended vaccines for kids. And I told you it was going to happen. I told you it didn't necessarily mean the shot could be mandated, but yeah, some school districts or states could then mandate the COVID vaccine as part of the pediatric vaccine regimen. But I was mixed on how soon that would happen because currently the CDC recommends the flu vaccine for kids, and most school districts, I don't think, have the flu shot mandated. Well, parents are suing California over religious exemptions for school mandated vaccines as Governor Newsom wants to add the COVID vaccine as part of the school regimen. According to Fox News, several parents, backed by a conservative group, are suing California over a state law that eliminated
the ability to use a religious exemption for school-mandated vaccines. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature are reportedly moving to add COVID-19 shot to the list of required vaccines for school children. Now, the federal lawsuit was brought by Advocates for Health for Faith and Freedom, a nonprofit law firm dedicated to protecting religious liberty. It challenges SB 277, arguing the legislation restricting religious exemptions violates the constitutional rights of parents to make medical decisions for their children. The complaint filed Tuesday in the Southern District of California lists State Attorney General Bob Bonta as defendant. So SB 277 was signed by former Governor Jerry Brown back in 2015. Took effect the next year. It eliminated non-medical exemptions from state-mandated vaccines for kids entering private or public schools. So that means no freedom of religion. It applies to children enrolled in private or public elementary or secondary schools, daycare centers, and public or private daycares and preschools. In 2022, the lawsuit says the state legislator Newsom made attempts to add COVID-19 to the list of required vaccines for school entrance, even though the virus poses a small risk to school children. So some of you have asked, one, what are the risks? Two, what is a religious exemption for a vaccine? What are people citing, you know, in the Bible? Well, I'm no theologist, but one concern parents have, which I can understand, I'm anti-mandate. You know, I support vaccination for people who want them. I support our pediatric vaccines. I just don't want us to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine. I think that's wrong. But the religious concern that many people have when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine is there's a cell line that is used today that we test vaccine safety. Sometimes we can even culture vaccines out of. And allegedly the cell line comes from a fetus that was aborted back in the 70s. And so if it is against your religion for terminating a pregnancy of a healthy child, when the mom's life is not at stake, and you feel that cell line was involved in either the making or testing of the vaccine, that would violate your religious beliefs. Now, even though some manufacturers say they don't use the cell lines, there's other sort of concerns people have of things that could be in the vaccine. Of things that could be in terms of just the mandate in general. And so, you know, we live in America where we're supposed to be able to practice religious freedom. And I get many people are using religion to not get the vaccines. But if somebody doesn't want something injected into them, they shouldn't be forced to. Where this starts to get sticky is kids. And where the debate is coming in is what if you have, you know, a child whose parent is anti-vaccine, and if that child had any autonomy, they would want the vaccine. That's why we have this big transgender discussion now. And as I've said, you know, I don't think kids could give the comprehensive informed consent on future fertility depending on the age they're on. I don't think the average 8, 10, 11-year-old understands the gravity of the situation when it comes to long-term fertility issues. And that's why you're seeing lawsuits of people, once they turn 18, go back and sue for having gone through the transitioning. So where these states feel they have the power is they make the parents look like they're crazy, and they say, this is a child that needs to be protected, and these parents don't want to protect the child. Remember, there was, I think, some custody cases where the parent lost custody of the child because they didn't want to vaccinate the child. And so they think the child needs to be protected. It's interesting because in some respect they want to protect the child, in other respects they don't want to protect the fetus. It's, you know, it's the narrative keeps changing. And, you know, I could see both sides of everything, but, you know, we don't have a vaccine that's 100% safe. So last week, or I think over the weekend, the FDA had reported that they're investigating the safety signal as it pertains to seizures in children. They looked at following the COVID-19 vaccine. Looking at 4.1 million pediatric patients' records from commercial insurance databases, they found a higher risk of seizures in kids vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine when compared to background seizure rates in the general population of 2020. Now, when they looked at seizure rates in 2022, they said they didn't see as many cases. So, is there an uptick in seizures or not? Is there an uptick in Guillain-Barré? Is there an uptick in myocarditis in kids? We have established in the science and in journals and even with the CDC and FDA that these vaccines can have risks. I have said this once and I've said it again. You could still offer the vaccines, you just can't mandate them. Knowing there are risks, you are not able to mandate. You can't. Now, somebody could say, well, they're really not forcing it. It's just that kid then just can't go to school. Actually, a kid has to go to school. I'm not sure how California is doing that. Now, most parents will then do a homeschool option. But if a kid has to go to school, if not, it's taken away by Child Protective Services. And if the child can't go to school because they don't get the COVID-19 vaccine, I'm not sure what happens. So, this is obviously a concern. And, even whether it's religious freedom or medical concerns or not, any time you have something that could have a risk and it's new and some feel it's experimental. The mRNA technology isn't experimental, but in the form of a shot given to 6 months old is experimental. And so I understand when a parent says they want to wait, they're not bad people. They don't have mental illness. Parents' job is to take care of that baby. That's what their job is to do. Their primary job. If something goes wrong with that kid, everyone's like, where's the parents? If that kid ends up getting a side effect to a shot, they're like, what were the parents thinking? The parents are, and nobody's talking about, can the child sue the parents for vaccinating? You know how many kids are ticked that their parents told them to get the vaccine? Because now they feel more winded when they work out or chest pain, and they think the spike proteins did cause a mild myocarditis. So kids don't have autonomy. Kids can't give informed consent until they're 18. So it's on the parents, and the parents have to make the best decision possible. So when a parent tells me they're a little nervous about the vaccines, to me, offer them education. I tell them to talk to the health department. They have classes. Get informed. But it doesn't mean they're bad people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.